Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, Gideon, the Least of Them, where we're starting to see the valiant warrior that the angel talked about manifest itself in Gideon. He's been given specific instructions by God to purify us people and remove the foreign gods from their presence. Step into my story and see how this is all accomplished. God had spoke to Gideon, his valiant warrior, in a dream. Take your father's bull and a second bull that is 7 years old, and tear down those foreign altars of Baal and Asher that my people have built. Afterwards, build an altar unto me. Offer the second bull as a burnt offering, using the rubble from the altars as fuel. That night, under the cover of darkness, this valiant warrior took 10 men and tore down the altars of these foreign gods and made a sacrifice unto God Almighty. In the morning, the city was shocked as to who would do such a thing as tear down these altars. The crowd started to build, and the people were asking, who had done this thing? The men in the crowd discovered that it was Gideon who was responsible. Immediately, the crowd moved over to Gideon's father's house and pounded on his door. Send your son out here so we can kill him for a sacrilege against our gods. He will answer for cutting down our altars and turning them into rubble. Gideon's father addressed the building crowd. Will you contend for Baal? Or will you deliver Baal? Whoever will kill for Baal will be put to death before the end of the morning. If he is a god, let him bring down his own punishment on those who did these deeds. No harm came to Gideon that day, but everyone's attention was quickly shifted to the dust clouds on the horizon. The Midianites and the Calamites were heading their way in large numbers. They are the locusts that consume everything and leave nothing for them to eat. Tearing down the altar seems to be small potatoes compared to what's moving into town. This valiant warrior the Lord has ordained is to personally take on this massive army that's moving in. Tearing down the altars looks simple compared to the coming challenge of ridding the land of these locusts. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.